a massive coincidence, or perhaps terrorist attack, as a massive transport vessel collides with one of our most important waste transport transit bridges in the nation, in Baltimore. Also, the Tennessee Senate has introduced, not yet passed, but there's hope, a law to ban chemtrails within the state's borders. We have a red flag center hidden within the spending omnibus resolution, and the gun grabbers are coming. In Australia, their Senate has passed a National Digital ID Act in preparation for the control system rollout that began with the vaccine, the Mark of the Beast. They are losing support nationwide, you know who, especially among the left, less so among the Judeo-conned Christians who befriended the Christ killers. But left disapproval of Israeli military action is at a whopping 75 to 18 ratio, although they're lying through AIPAC saying that it's the opposite. Trump says Israel has to essentially finish them off quickly because people are noticing. They're losing a lot of support. I'm not joking, although he sort of softballed and put on kid gloves and sort of told them, you don't need to, you know, lose all this support. He didn't say don't do it. He didn't say what they're doing was wrong. He's just said hurry up and finish because people are noticing. So the noticing has really reached a level of epic proportion because even Trump is saying, hey, the goyim know. We also have a World War III alert as the U.S. Army has published an ALARACT or utilization of the Army Retiree Recall Program. They're planning to bring back retired soldiers before they start drafting women and children and elderly like they did in the Ukraine. We have 15 states or more at this point that have outlawed criticism offending the Jews, or allegedly anti-Semitism, and it's to the point where certain states have even mandatory jail time, like Kentucky, of all places. Andy Harris, a so-called Republican conservative, who was asked by a actual conservative woman about Israel's war crimes, treated her like a plague-ridden, you know, zombie apocalypse bite victim who is also a terrorist sympathizer. And she's none of those things. She didn't support Hamas. She was just asking about it. But this is how the politicians have to treat you to keep their jobs now. There's no more room to pretend to be on both sides of that fence. They're choosing their team, and it's not ours. And we also have a couple of more things, but we'll save that for the other side of the program. Welcome back, my friends, to another episode of The Silent War with your host, Dustin Nemos of the NemosNewsNetwork.com exoteric, what's happening, website, and the SarahPayam.com esoteric, why it's happening, what happened before, and what's coming next. Hidden History Archive. Here we go, after a short word from our Patriot Christian sponsors. And thank you guys who have kept me in there so far. We're barely holding on, but we are holding on.
NemosNewsNetwork.com, breaking the cycle of fake news.
In Baltimore, a massive transport ship collides with the Francis Scott Key Bridge, causing it to collapse. This was one of the major bridges, not for civilian transport so much, but for industrial and chemical waste. This may well have been a strategic attack, and you can see that there was malfunctioning or perhaps a hack going on at the time it happened. Check out this video. In Tennessee, they have introduced a bill to ban chemtrails. That's right, chemtrails. Long thought to be the talk of conspiracy theorists only, but in fact, admittedly real. The government uses them, they've admitted it. Brennan, former director of the CIA, bragged about it, in fact. And you can see the speech at thesarahpayam.com under the Operation Indigo Skyfold article. But yeah, they're doing it, and people are catching on. Finally, finally, praise Yahweh. The new omnibus spending agreement passed, and there's a federal red flag center to take away people's guns, hidden in the details, including a lot more incredible ridiculous stuff like funding more Ukraine war, funding LGBTQ propaganda and transgender propaganda. You know, that's on their wish list lately. A lot of money, hundreds of millions of dollars, is being funded by our federal government toward transing children. This is the amount of money that you spend on wars. They're spending roughly the same, if not more, trying to trans your kids as they are pushing the Ukrainian war. It's an expensive thing, and they're waging war against you. In Australia, the Senate has passed a National Digital ID Act. The mark of the beast that has been inserted in people's DNA, changing their DNA, linking them up to a MAC address, the hardware, is already there. Now comes the software updates, including your digital identity, digital wallet, digital currency, digital geo restrictions, green zones, red zones, depending on how many vaxes you've had, that sort of thing, and a social credit system, much like China has. If you say the wrong things, you pay more money and are restricted in various ways. And did I mention, like, the garden is going crazy right now? This was what I was able to save before the children got to it. They go crazy for berries. These are mulberries, and I have thousands of mulberries producing now. I'm going to be a hard guy to starve out if there is an apocalypse. I know how to eat in the woods, and I've got a hell of a garden. Check out the Unstoppable Food series if you haven't seen that yet. And you can have a lot of these too. After the flower massacre, as it's being called, when many were killed after simply trying to get food from the aid trucks, and they were gunned down, causing a stampede, which killed many more, in open, cold-blooded murder, women and children primarily. Voters now disapprove of Israeli military action by a fairly wide margin. In the Democratic Party, it's 75-18, while the right-wing Judeo-con MAGA split from true Christian morals has begun. Much the way the old guard rhinos were replaced by the Trump loyalists, as you're seeing right now with the RNC and the former head, for example, stepping down, basically being fired, replaced by Trump loyalists. And now they're screening people. Do you believe the election was stolen before they even get hired by the RNC? And it's part of the litmus test to be hired now. That's the new Trump wave of Republicans. Well, there's a new split happening as well. And that split is, unfortunately, among conservatives, basically the Judeo-conned Christians, which means, again, the same thing as Satano-Christian. They're opposites, they're oxymoronic, those terms don't go together. People have been deceived, but Jews and Judaism is all about Satan and hating God to such a degree they not only rejected his son and killed his son, but they dare not speak his name, Yahweh's name. They say Hashem, which means Asmodeus. They keep the Talmud. They do not keep the Torah. They simply hate you so much that they wanted to pretend to be the good guys in the Bible, to infiltrate the good guys in the Bible because they're the bad guys in the Bible, Edom. And they infiltrated the West precisely as prophecy said. And here they are, Gog and Magog, the infiltration of Edom from within the Western nations, rising up from within even the land of unwalled villages, America. The Jews have lost the world narrative. And note, I do not simply say Israel, the false Israel, the country, but I mean the Jews, all Jews. They're all working on it together. It's not like you're seeing a lot of international Jewish condemnation of Israel right now. There are a few sort of controlled protests going on. I don't even think that they're real. I think that that is simply so that they can then go to the Muslims who they flood the Western nations with and say, look, we're your friends, let's get whitey together, which is also a big push right now in the messaging from the powers that be. Trump is essentially really putting on the soft kid gloves here and telling Israel to basically hurry up and finish them off and finish the genocide and get the job done. These are the kind of this is the kind of messaging that he's sending them, although he's using very soft words, sort of poo-pooing their actions, saying they're losing support, that sort of thing. Yet at the same time, telling them to get it done, finish their job, saying he understands they need to finish, that sort of thing. What is finishing? Finishing is killing all of those babies and women that they have been pushing further and further out of their homes with bombs and just open murder in the streets and starvation and taking their homes and wells and filling the wells in with concrete, etc. And now they're going to push them into the ocean. There's nowhere else to go from Rafah. But Trump is smart enough to know what I just told you, that they're losing international support at a massive pace and level, arrogantly, doubling down and continuing with the evil in front of everyone. The downfall of trust in the Jews worldwide would be glorious for any truther to see if the cost was not so high in blood of children.
Consequences. All right. That being said, you have to finish up your war. You have to finish it up. You got to get it done. And I'm sure you'll do that. And we got to get to peace. You can't have this going on. And I will say, Israel has to be very careful because you're losing a lot of the world. You're losing a lot of support. But you have to finish up. You have to get the job done. And you have to get on to peace. You have to get on to a normal life for Israel and for everybody else.
Meanwhile, 15 different state governments, 3 Democrats and 12 so-called Republican conservative states are supporting EU-style laws that would criminalize criticism of the Jews, or so-called anti-Semitism, although they aren't actual Semites. The toughest is from Kentucky so far, giving a mandatory minimum of 1 year in jail for felony-level opinions or material or memes, etc. Maybe we'll meet each other in the gulag. I fear I may soon be a refugee myself. Don't forget to shop Patriot and support this message, ministry, and mission to wake people up. You can do so by going to redpillliving.com, which is having a special sale on all products for a limited time until March 31st, midnight Pacific, and that's just a few days away, so check it out while supplies last. All of our products are 15% off using the coupon code SPRING15. No spaces required. Thank you. Now back to our scheduled program. And if you thought that the conservatives or so-called Republicans would stand with you, no. The Republic is dead, my friends. Check out this so-called Republican. Andy Harris, treating a normal woman like a plague-ridden terrorist who is just spouting off like STDs and foaming at the mouth like she has rabies when she's just asking him, what are we doing about Israel's war crimes? This is either how they treat you or they lose their job. Do you understand? There's no more room for them to pretend to be on both sides anymore. Even Alex Jones has to now call it genocide, and he has been never Jewing the whole time, never talking about how it's all of them, always saying it's not all Jews, never talking about how Jews run our country. It's always the Nazis or China or Islam with him.
You're calling me a terrorist?
Yep, you're a terrorist.
Congressman, while you're waiting for the elevator, can I just talk to you about what you're going to do to prevent Israeli war crimes? I'm very concerned about our congresspeople's concern about Hamas, but not the same concern about the blocking of humanitarian aid.
Is that phone on?
Yes.
Okay, let me turn mine off.
Okay. I can turn it off if...
No. You're rude enough to film me. I'll just film you anyway, whether you turn it off or not.
Okay.
All right, there you go.
Sir, I'm just concerned about...
I'm not answering your question. I'm just filming. So I don't know. You might be a terrorist, too. I don't know. You're a Hamas sympathizer, so you might be a terrorist.
Sir, I'm just...
You might
asking,
be a terrorist.
By asking
I, that's
about,
why I'm filming you. You might be a terrorist. Hamas sympathizers are terrorists.
For asking about humanitarian
Hamas
aid?
Hamas sympathizers are terrorists.
What about the people who are concerned about Palestinian children and mothers? Are those people terrorists, too?
No, you're a terrorist because you're...
You're calling me a terrorist?
Yep, you're a terrorist.
You're calling me a terrorist,
yes,
sir.
Yes, because you are going to promote Hamas. You're
How,
a terrorist.
What have I said about promoting Hamas? I'm asking you about humanitarian aid. I'm asking you about war crimes, sir. I'm asking you about 14,000 children who have died.
I don't talk to terrorist sympathizers.
Sir,
let's don't talk to terrorist sympathizers.
You cannot believe that I'm a terrorist sympathizer.
Yes, I do. You are a terrorist sympathizer. Yep.
Sir,
that's what you are.
I'm asking
you're
about humanitarian aid. I'm concerned about the blocking.
Have you talked to Hamas about releasing the hostages?
Hamas has said in a permanent ceasefire they'd release the hostages, but Congress people, I'm not here on behalf of Hamas.
Yes, you are.
Congress people, I'm here on behalf of the children and the mothers of Gaza. It's not a funny thing. I don't know why you think it's funny when I'm asking you about blocking humanitarian aid. I'm talking to you about people starving to death. And you're laughing. It's not funny. I'm not a Hamas sympathizer.
And don't say I didn't warn you. The draft is coming. But first, they're going to force all of the retired soldiers back into the military through a Army Retiree Recall Program under ALARACT, ALARACT. And when they gut America of her military caste, all the young white boys out of here, what happens to our women and children? Thank you for watching this. I hope that you have found this to be of value. If you did, please remember to like, share, subscribe, and perhaps support us if it's not a burden. Help me get the word out. You don't have to use the heavy-hitting truths. Don't throw them in the deep end. You know, milk before meat, precept upon precept. But help me get the word out to those who are ever more ready to hear the truth. The world is waking up. People are interviewing me left and right. I'm getting requests from shows I've never heard of before, and people are having me back on now to ask about the Edomite demons, the bloodline of Satan, etc. They're willing and ready to finally know the truth. Stand with me in this time and help me to get the truth out there. See you on the next one.